Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nearly half of us leave a doctor's appointment without having discussed all our health concerns. It's no wonder when we're only given 10 minutes and made feel guilty for being there in the first place. So wrote Helen Coffey, senior features writer for The Independent. And she joins us now. Helen, what prompted you to write this?
The last time I went to the doctor, I remember feeling really, really under pressure, feeling really kind of shoved out the door. You know, I had several things I wanted to talk about because by the time you get an appointment, you've often almost stored them up. You're like, OK, well, there's this really urgent thing I need to talk about. But then there's this other thing that's slightly worrying me and maybe something else. But you get in the room and it's just made really clear to you, and not necessarily because that doctor, you know, is a bad person or isn't interested, but just because they're under so much pressure that they really, really need to get you in and out as quickly as possible. And I find that really kind of intimidating, and you leave it feeling very dissatisfied about your experience.
Yeah, I think it is quite similar here in Ireland. We might be slightly less under pressure and slightly easier to get an appointment than you guys in the NHS. But it's not wholly dissimilar. But you've kind of named it, though, haven't you, that the doctor has, some practices have 10-minute slots, some practices have 15-minute slots, but that depending on how busy the practice is, they have a very limited amount of time as well. So the idea you can get through, I suppose, a ticker tape or a shopping list of issues, is that simply unrealistic nowadays?
I guess it sort of is. But I mean, there are two problems, I suppose. One of them is if you could get an appointment more easily, perhaps you wouldn't need to store up all these different niggles. Perhaps you could just go, well, I'll talk about this one thing in this appointment and then I'll save the
other.
I'll
come back, yeah.
Next time. But the other problem is, I think that, you know, GPs would say this themselves, they want to treat people holistically, as in, if we've got various symptoms going on that might seem unconnected, actually a GP might be able to look at these various things and go, oh, okay, now I know these, you know, three puzzle pieces, actually I think this might be what's wrong with you. The problem with just treating one problem in isolation is that you maybe don't get a full picture, especially with someone who's got more complex health needs, to build up, oh, yeah, actually there's this overarching thing that's wrong.
I think GPs would agree with you, but I think what they would say, and I should out myself to you here, is I am a news broadcaster journalist type, but I was once a GP, but that's years ago. But they would say, I think, exactly what you're saying, that they'd rather have more time, that they'd rather be able to be more holistic, that they'd rather be able to have an overview. But there isn't enough of them. And there's such a demand to see them that they simply can't. Is the problem higher up the food chain? Is it one with the system, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Because I, as you say, I don't think it's GP's fault. And actually, the Royal College of GPs have said that their members completely agree and they'd much rather have more time, and they really struggle. But they're under this massive pressure because they're under-resourced, as, you know, much of the medical profession is. So I think it is a bigger problem. And the problem is, when you haven't fully resourced your GPs, what people end up doing is going to A&E instead when they really shouldn't be, but they feel like they've got no choice.
And do you have any good insights or tips on how to, because I was interested in what you said about finding it all a bit slightly intimidating as well, that you go in, you have all these things you'd like to say, you've maybe saved some of them up because you can't get an appointment, or in Ireland, because a lot of people pay to go to the GP here, you're maybe saving them up because you don't want to pay for, you know, several appointments. Is there an efficient way, do you think, that for example, patients could write a list or you know, make their headline points themselves? You know, is there, have you any insights into how people might manage this a little bit better?
Yeah, well, I was kind of researching and looking into it, and lots of practices will say, you know, one of the best things you just said is to kind of make a list beforehand, really succinct. What is it you're going in to talk about? And as much as I've said, you know, you might want to reel off everything. The kind of common advice is like two points, you know, of health issues, three at the absolute maximum. But when you get in there, almost say those straight off the bat, because what people tend to do, and I've definitely been guilty of this, is they kind of say their primary health concern and you discuss all of that. And then right at the end, you go, oh, I did actually just want to ask you about such and such. That's when you see their face kind of.
Used to call that the hand on the door moment, where someone's on their way out the door and then they go, oh, by the way. And then they tell you something horrific that you're like, oh my, sit back down. But they've told you this when you're like on your 16th minute of a 15 minute appointment or something. So 2 to 3 points, be succinct and get it all out fast.
Yeah, because that way then your doctor can actually sit there and go, right, I'm going to plan the next 10 to 15 minutes. We're going to spend this long talking about this, then this, you know, it gives them a chance to actually, you know, not timetable, but just mentally go, okay, we need to talk about several points. Whereas, as you say, hand on the door, not a good time to bring up something really major.
And that was Helen Coffey, their senior features writer for The Independent. Let us know what you think. Do you feel shortchanged when you go in? Do you recognise that your GP maybe is under a bit of pressure? Or if you are a GP, what do you make of it all?
I must remember not to put my hand on the door next time I'm asking a final question to the GP.
And as I'm leaving, that's what we used to call the hand on the door question. But anyway, let us know what you think this morning here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.